And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, time for round two of the quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Lindsay Davis get a score of 7 out of 10 with 3 passes. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. Say good afternoon to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave. You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, I was relating before the story about the man who caught the 5-foot shark and put it in his bath. Now, you're used to people winning big fish, aren't you?
Yes. We've got some big fish where I go fishing.
Right.
But there's some friends have just been to France.
Right.
And she had a carp of 46 pounds.
Wow.
And a catfish of 124 pounds.
I can't even imagine what that would look like. That's a massive fish, isn't it? Brilliant.
It took her 2 grown-up sons and her husband and herself to lift it just level with the top of the water so somebody could get a picture for her.
Fantastic.
So you couldn't pick it up.
No, and then of course it goes back into the water. And what's the biggest fish that you've ever netted yourself?
Oh, well, I'm down in the small stuff compared.
Right.
It is quite large. It's a 27-pound carp.
That still sounds big to me.
4-pound.
Fantastic.
Yes. Oh, it's a very big fish, but compared to the stuff on the continent, it's only small.
A tiddler. Right. Okay, then. So the score to beat this afternoon is 7 out of 10 with 3 passes. The usual reminder...
That's a very good score.
It is a good score, although Lindsay didn't think it was, but I told her was a good score. Yeah.
No, that's a very good score indeed.
Right, well, let's see if you can beat it. And here they come. Which Roger was leaving Durham Town in 69?
Roger Whittaker.
Who were glad all over back in the 60s?
Dave Clark 5.
Which TV programme was also the title of an album by Pink Floyd?
Wish You Were Here.
Which daughter of a famous singer had hits with Lee Hazelwood?
Kim Wilde.
Who wrote the theme tune for the TV show Neighbours?
Elton John.
Which Caribbean island does reggae originate from?
Jamaica.
Which song was a number one hit for both Rosemary Clooney and Shakin' Stevens?
Green Door.
Who recorded an album called Graceland?
Elvis.
Whose first hit was If Not For You back in 1971? If Not For You.
Bonnie Tyler.
You're going to go for Bonnie Tyler on that one. Right, okay, well, it didn't really go your way today, unfortunately.
That's all.
You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. That was one fewer than Lindsay. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions right, but no passes. So not enough to win this week. But some...
Oh, I told you 7 was a good score.
Well, it proved to be today, didn't it? Certainly. Right,
yes,
let's go through the ones you slipped up on. The daughter of a famous singer who had hits with Lee Hazelwood was Nancy Sinatra, Frank's daughter.
Oh.
Right. Who wrote the theme tune for the TV show Neighbours, which, of course, is finishing, isn't it?
Yes.
That was Tony Hatch.
Tony Hatch.
Tony Hatch.
See his face, but couldn't get his name.
And when you think that programme's been on our screen since, what, the 1980s, he must have made, or, because I don't think he's with us anymore, but his family must have made a fortune from copyright fees.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, the next one was an understandable wrong answer. Which song was a number one hit for Rosemary Clooney and Shakin' Stevens? And you said Green Door, which, of course, was a cover. Shaky did it and Frankie Vaughan did it originally, but the one we were looking for was This Old House.
Right.
And who recorded an album called Graceland? Logically, it should have been Elvis Presley, shouldn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Paul Simon.
It was indeed Paul Simon. And the last one, probably the most difficult one, whose first hit was If Not For You back in 71.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, I think it was originally a George Harrison song, but I'm not certain about that.
Right.
It was Olivia Newton-John who had a hit with it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Right, well, thanks for taking part. And we'll have you back on the quiz real soon and continue to enjoy the fishing.
Okay, then, and well done, Lindsay.
Indeed, well done, Lindsay. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
So Lindsay Davis is the 60-second challenge champion this week. And next Sunday, it could be your turn. Why not have a go next week?